All right, hello and welcome to another episode of the Give Us a Spell podcast. My name is Zach. Here again, this is the second podcast this week. We've got the Melbourne one coming out for Derby Day. And this one, we're looking all towards the Rose Hill meeting, which is pretty big with the Golden Eagle and those ones. A $7.5 million race, obviously trying to compete with Melbourne. But obviously last week it was the invitation. It was an absolute shocker for me on the punt. Tom went slightly better. Kohai the same. So look, it was pretty tough. But just before, I met an intro Tom. Kohai's not with us. Kohai's having a couple of scoos. But Tom, welcome in.
Yeah, mate. Pub was calling Kohai. So just the two of us, but that's all right. Yeah, we had a few of us went to the track on Saturday at Ramwick. It was good to have crowds back and just get amongst it. Yeah, there weren't a lot of winners, but we got a couple and I think about even for the day. So it was a pretty tough day, so I'll take that.
Tell you what, if you were even for the day, that's outstanding. You actually got a nice little quaddie, though, and you backed Torrens. You gave Torrens a little push, so Jenny Duggan had a good win.
Yeah, I had a bonus bet on it, so that was pretty good. And, I had quaddie. I had two different quaddies going in the last at Sydney, one and a quaddie going in the last at Melbourne. And didn't get either of the Sydney ones, but did get the Melbourne one for 40%, which was good because it paid about $2,000. So, yeah, it was good. It was a good day.
That was a pretty good collect, that one, I think. But for what a tough day, honestly, we you go through the whole card. I think I was nowhere. I think, yeah, there was a roughie in the first. You had Kitzbühel, or however you say it. When you gave that a push on when we did, I think, Thursday or whatever, it was paying quite well. It ended up jumping close to favourite, right?
Yeah, there were about three different favourites all on that day. They kept changing between them, and it drifted and came in and drifted and came in as well. But yeah, I think I got unders from what I could have got. But yeah, it was just the leader and held on, which was a good side for me.
Pretty cool for Jenny Duggan though, eh? Like she gets some good rides.
Yeah, and that's what I said about that horse as well. Like, she knows that horse pretty well, and I just love the way she won it in the midweekers a couple of weeks ago, and definitely thought she was up to a bigger grade. And I don't think anyone in the room I was in was on her at all, so I was the only one cheering in the whole room. And it was, it was really good to see her win, and good story around Murray Parker as well. So, yeah, good to see Jenny.
What did you think of Halal? So as soon as markets opened, Halal started getting backed, right? And I was in Coast Watchers camp. Halal just continued to get backed. Tommy rides at home for the Hawks, jumped at like $2.30. Impressive, right?
Yeah, well, I think you said it last week. It was just, 90% of the market.
92. And then Saturday, it was above 80.
And Tab just wanted to keep it at a steady price because you think for sure they would have landed in the more, but you're still getting 270 up to towards the race. Like that was pretty good price for Halal. And I was the same with you. I thought Coast Watch was I thought they were a bit more even, and I thought Coast Watch would have been the bet. But if you're getting 270 for Halal, you can see why, because Tommy wrote it so well.
I wasn't going to give Ice Bath a chance. I did back Rock O'Clock. I think I remember saying that last week. I backed a couple for the invitation because it was pre-noms. Rock O'Clock ran a pretty good second, but Ice Bath somehow, you know, in the pretty good track when we were expecting a bit of a soft range, ran really well. Obviously, I think your one, Star Tonte, is no good. On Trivier, which I was on, no good too. I think it's pretty ordinary. It was kind of a hard watching on Trivier, but Ice Bath, pretty good. Brad Wood up, Kieran McAvoy.
Yeah, well, we've seen in some big races just get beaten in photos. It was good to see it win a race like that because it's definitely a good, honest horse, and you're right. Like, we thought, good track, no chance. I think even Duff said when he saw the forecast was going to be raining all week, he was saying $7 is a really good price about it. And shows it doesn't need a wet track, good track, whatever. That was a really good field, and I think the invitation's a really good race. We needed a fillies in there, sort of race around that time of year in Sydney, and just the quality of race alone showed it definitely should be there. And yeah, Ice Bath worthy winner.
Yeah, pretty stoked. And there was a lot, he was pushing it all the whole time, like waiting for my invitation. He was all over Twitter, Brad Widdup, to get his horse in there. Very good win, good prize money, and Quantico flew home in the last to ruin your quaddy. I think the whole planet were on Gravina. That was pretty hard. You know what? Quite a few people pushed Quantico, I saw, but I was nowhere near it. Were you?
No. The one thing I did do, which I don't know if you can be angry at Tommy Berry or not, Entrevier. I'll start with saying Tony Brassel had a suggested multi. And it's a very un-Tony Brassel thing to do, and that was Halal into Entrevier into Quantico.
No.
And I took that multi, and Entrevier was ridden, and people say maybe not the best, but it was a bit leaderish then, and it jumped so well that Tommy sort of did what he had to do on that horse. And, it would have been really nice if Entrevier got up, then Quantico got up, and I got that multi up, because it was about $49.
Easy, so yeah.
That would have been nice. But, yeah, a lot of people are backing Quantico, and you can see why. It's strung a few wins together, and even the form around its previous win before that is pretty good. I was big time in the Gravina camp, and it sort of wasn't the track that suited Gravina, but still, I just thought the class was too good for it. But full credit to Quantico, Tommy Berry, John O'Shea, really good run.
Good win. Before we, obviously, this podcast, we're going to be looking towards Golden Eagle Day and those races, but obviously Derby Day is happening, and obviously the Cup on Tuesday. So a couple of stories we'll mention is the Dennis Pagan responded to Bossy's criticism of Johnny Get Angry. So Johnny Get Angry has got a start in the Melbourne Cup. So in the article that I read, it said Johnny Get Angry's position in the Cup has come under fire after being beaten a combined length, 48 lengths in its last two starts. So what Bossy ended up saying is he shouldn't be in the race. He's going to attract no turnover, no money. He's simply going to do nothing for the race apart from being a speed hump. Dennis Pagan obviously coming out pretty much said shut the fuck up, but he went a bit more polite and pretty much has said once a loudmouth, always a loudmouth about Bossy. So he's earned his spot to get there. I think Damien Oliver wrote him in some track work and actually said, you know, you'd be mad not to run him. So what are your thoughts here? A bit of beef in the racing?
Yeah. Bossy was struggling for a bit to get a ride. He had incentivised and he got stuck in Sydney, and then he went down a ride. I think there was another one that had to pull out. I can't remember the name of the horse, but he now finds himself on Sir Lucan, is it?
Don't know where
he might be. He was struggling to get in. I think he'll get in now. But, Bossy just having a go. He's not afraid to say what he thinks. But I think so. Johnny Get Angry deserves his spot there. He won a Derby. He's a big horse. He takes a lot to get fit as well. And he had a year off. So I think each run he's sort of improved. But maybe the last couple he's been a bit off. But in terms of the stain rates in Australia, without all these internationals, I think he definitely deserves a spot there. Oliver aboard for the Cup as well. You have to think Ollie's not just going to take it just to go round.
Yeah.
He wouldn't take it unless he thought he could do something. And I've been a big fan of Johnny Get Angry as well, but he hasn't lived up to his 3-year-old yet. But
no, not at all.
He did have a long time off, and he's a big horse and still growing as well. So maybe we can see his best on Cup Day.
What about your thoughts on the Cox Plate? So obviously State of Rest wins, Animo just misses, Protest goes for bloody felt like 2 hours. What camp were you in? Protest, yes, no, or Protest?
I had a little bet on Animo, and in a couple of comps because I tipped Zaki and Animo was favourite after that. So got left with Animo, but I still think I never thought it was going to get overturned.
Yeah.
Just the history of the race, the history of everything, to take a Cox Plate off, there just needs to be a definitive proof that it cost him the race, and I don't think that was there. I thought maybe 70% there, but to actually say that Animo would have won, I couldn't see it. I'm glad that they took so long, considered everything. It would have been great to have some cameras and some microphones in there, though.
Yeah.
They claim because of COVID. I don't think that'll ever happen again now after after scenes and stuff like that. Yeah, definitely need the cameras and mics in there, but I think the right horse won, and I'm happy to move on.
Happy to move on from it. Do you think that a fresh Zaki would have won?
Yeah, I think the race was completely different without Zaki, because he could have, I think he would have led the whole way and gave it a bit more speed, but he might have set it up for a couple more as well. But I was still confident. I was really confident going into that cross plate that Zaki was going to win. But yeah, it's a shame. It's a shame it was $3 favourite since the end of the Queensland Carnival, and you just wake up on the day and the horse has got a temperature. Like, that's really heartbreaking.
I tell you what, when we pay it out a month ago to win the Cox Plate in singles, in multis and everything, it was pretty, we had to take the piss out of ourselves at Tab. An unfortunate story is a friend of mine who's had some, he's had some hard luck stories, but he's also won some massive bets. He didn't bet with Tab, but did a pretty big multi, which was pretty much, the collect was six figures and it was all in, but Zaki to win. So that hurt him. That would have been, if he bet with Tab, he would have won, so...
Is it a bit of a curse as well, the early payer? Smith, Labor Party, Zaki.
Well,
there's been a few over the years.
The hold on incentivise for the Melbourne Cup would have been huge for Sportsbet, because they ended up having to pay $5.6 million. So that's a huge hold. But sometimes, at the end of the day, when you do an early payout and it backfires, it gives you a lot of promotion anyway. So it kind of covers itself. But I like it. I like it. I like just putting the balls on the line and going for it. Sometimes it backfires, like it did on. I couldn't believe it when I woke up Saturday and my phone was going off and I had to quickly jump on and post about Zaki being scratched. I thought it was a G up, but yeah, would have been really good to see him there. But and very elegant. I thought ran a pretty good third. But yeah, it just wasn't the same. It was such a small field.
Yeah, and I thought that it just proved the decision to leave
the Japanese horse
out. Just absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah. All right. Well, it is Golden Eagle Day, so a big race to feature on the card, $7.5 million. But we'll kick off with the first, mate. We'll go to a 1200 meter benchmark 78. One of the best. Catalan is there. Nash Brewilla, who's flying as well. We might have a fat day, Nash. He's got some good rides. 360 into 250. Selborose, Huey Bowman, and Waller. Georgie's Pride is at five. Salik, Newsreader, Just Field. And Lady Brooke at some pretty big odds. But I guess that Catalan's been backed. If it's already 360 into 250, must be pretty popular. It's obviously had a bit of a spell. It's had a trial coming off. I think it's only had one back in May or something, I think.
Yeah, lightly raced. Yeah, that's for sure. Really, really big rap on it early on as well. But I think the trial was pretty good. A lot of money support for it. I think between it, Sel Burrows, and maybe Georgie's Pride and Salik as your main chances. Newsreader as well to keep an eye on. I don't think it'll win this race, but going forward, it'll win a race somewhere.
Yeah, I agree.
But yeah, Catalan's the one. Price trial, I really like it coming into this.
Nash is in for a fat day, eh? He's got some good rides.
Yeah, yeah, really, really good rides, I think. And he's riding so well at the moment as well. I thought his ride in a couple of weeks ago on Eduardo was really smart. He couldn't quite get there, but still to get third in an Everest was really good. Georgie's Pride's probably the other interesting one. 61 kilos, though, against the Sydney field is probably just a bit too much. But was on for another race, and I thought it had a big chance in there, and they decided to go to this race, so... Just interesting to see Georgie's Pride, but I think Catalan wins this race.
Yeah, agree. All right, race two, 1900 meter benchmark 78. Mighty Beal is the fave. Huey Bowman, Chris Waller, already been back, 250 into 215. Solar Apex is there with Tommy Berry aboard at 360. Fortified Donato is there for the Freedmans, and Mr. Ben Way, he's got a share in that. Had a little win, I think, a little while. Oh, when was it? Last week, I think.
Kembla on Saturday, yeah.
Yeah, it did have a win in the heavy.
The one time I haven't backed it in the last.
Yeah, well, I was talking to him on Everest Day when he was working for Channel 7. He told me not to back it that day, so then it's obviously come out and won. But Mighty Bill, pretty short, $2.15. Can it go three in a row?
Yeah, it's tough. You never know when Waller's got the top two in the market. Mighty Bill has been really strong in the last couple of runs, and Yeah, deserved favourite. But again, I thought Solo Apex was a bit disappointing. But I think back to 1900, I think it's going to be really strong. Tommy Berry aboard. I might just go it. But in saying that, if you like Mighty Bell, I can't talk you away from it. It's just purely the price thing and a bit lighter in the weights. And I still think there's something special about Solo Apex. And I think if nice firm deck, Tommy aboard, I think it might be able to do something. Donato is also nominated for Kembla. And I will say, all through this meeting, a lot of dual noms, a lot of
cup day
with so many races on. So might be better to bet on the day at the moment, just because you're not going to know what you get with deductions and everything. But I like Solar Apex in this race.
Okay, yeah. As if anyone's listening, we are recording Thursday evening, so lots can change between then and now. The Highway is race number 3, and this it's pretty open. This is over 1,200, and Ice in Vancouver is the favourite. Apprentice aboard, Schiller for Cody Morgan, $5 on a little bit of a drift. Ceasefire into $5.50. Good money for this Bean Hot for Mr. Rob, $15 into $7.50. So halved its quote. Tajori, Tommy Berry aboard. I've backed that before. Private Agent gets out to, is it $10? Still open $15, bit of love. And then we got Double Figures and heaps the rest. Thomas, are you going to back Blow Dart?
I thought Blow Dart was really good, actually.
It actually was.
2 weeks ago.
It was huge. Did a great job.
When you can find it, yeah, it does a great job. But yeah. I can't see why it's not going to run a huge race here. And still getting $12 for it. I think it and Casino Kid, named after you, I think Zach, is... It is going to run pretty well after some solid runs in the Highway a couple of weeks ago. Again, you said you're back to Jory. I'm a big Nick Olive fan, and he finds Tommy Berry as well, I think, can run. And we've got two coming out of the Kosciuszko as well, Ice in Vancouver. I think if we see the best of Ice in Vancouver, then it wins. But we haven't seen the best for a long time, probably not since last year's Kosciuszko, before last year's Kosciuszko. Ceasefire as well, a bit disappointing in the Kosciuszko, but see how we can back up here.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think I'm probably with Blow Dart and maybe just a little saver on something like Private Agent as well. One last start, and it's always been around the money. Kurt Goldman can pick these highways out well as well. So I think you'd do all right.
Yeah. Sweet. All right. Race number 4, the Four Pillars, this new race. So different strokes, $4. A little bit of a drift, but it's favourite for Kim Waugh. Darylina Bell, $6.50. Dufresne, I can't remember how to say it. Dufresne. Anthony Cummings at $7. Conrad, $9.50. And Kiss Sam at $13. So obviously this highly desired as well has been back to 26 into 14.
Yeah, it's a really good race. There's a lot of... like a lot of really good horses at big prices. I look at things like Grace Bray, who ran so well in a provincial championship qualifier, Tampering, Barossa Rosa. I think Divine Breath is a good each way bet. But looking at the top, I think that the main two are the top two in the market is this Darylina Bell, really lightly raced, promising horse. I think it's the one on the up. But I think. Different strokes. If everything goes right, Huey rode this horse so well in his last two starts and sticks, gets a nice barrier. And I think if Huey can give it a good run at Rose Hill, nice hard deck for Kim Moore, I really like it. I think $4 for it. We're getting a lot shorter all the way in the lead up, and I think the draw suits it. So I'm a different strokes.
Yeah, I think I can't really find anything else to beat it too. So $4 is pretty good, I think. The Rose Hill Gold Cup. So this is a bit of a tough one. You got Think It Over. Think It Over at 290. You don't see it too often. 280 out to 290. Gold Trip, obviously we'd mentioned it before, coming to Sydney. Timmy Clark and Kieran Maher. $4.60 into $4. Lions Roar, Huey Bowman and John O'Shea. I backed that the other week and actually ran pretty well, as did Skylab, which is $8. Shared Ambition, Rock and Cucaracha. I have no idea what camp you're going to be in here.
I think I'd be with Think It Over. I think that's a pretty good price, around that $3 for Think It Over. I mean, it's just been so consistent this whole prep. I see no reason why Nash can't do it again with his horse. Gold Trip, I just want to see on a nice and a decent track. It have a run in Australian conditions. I know it's It's been having a few good trials, Timmy Clark and Kieran Maher, and they're just questioning on its fitness as well, not running in Melbourne. So I don't really want to take that gamble with it. Skylab, massive fan of, but I think it it has run on good before, but I just want to see it run on good. Like, it was catching Think It Over. It was getting pretty close last start, and I'm a big fan of the horse, but I think Think It Over might have it here. Rock is one to keep an eye out for. Cucaracha is going to pop up at some point. Kiss the Bride, I think, is Jewel Noms. Yeah, I can't really see much else. So I'm going to go with Think It Over.
All right, Think It Over. Could be another good one for Nash. All right, race number six, the Classique Legend Stakes. So an interesting one, this, because there's six Everest horses going around in this, or as we can see. Masked Crusader, obviously very unlucky for you, Thomas, and in the Everest, just missing out, but 340 into 225. Eduardo's going around at 440. Big Parade, which was really impressive on the day as well, at nines. Lost and Running's going around, ran a good fourth in the Everest. G-Tra at 17s. You got Trekking with Jim Burns going to be aboard it now. That's on the drift. You also got, like, you know, Libertini. That's there as well. So this is actually, it's not a bad race. You just go with Masked Crusader, yeah?
Oh, I don't think it's as easy as that. I mean, if things were like the Everest, then you probably are looking at that 1300 smaller field, it getting through. I just think there's a bit more horses to get through. We're going to have a couple scratch. I think the likes of Top Ranks and Kementari are going to find some other races. But I'm not so keen on Masked Crusader as I was in the Everest. I think Eduardo, I really like Eduardo, even going to 1,300 metres, loves Rose Hill, can get to the front easier. I don't think there's going to be too many that are going to take it on up front. He might just be able to dictate this race. As he sees fit, as what Nature Strip did in the Everest. So I think Eduardo, old Eddie at 440, is a good bet. And
bit of speed, yeah, up there with Big Parade.
Well, I think Zach, like, when Big Parade 2 starts ago sort of missed it, and he still managed to find the front and win, and he was up there, but he wasn't sort of dictating it as he has in previous starts last start either. I definitely think he'd be around, but I think Eduardo is just too big and strong for him, and he'll be struggling to keep up with Eduardo. But he's definitely a horse on the up, a Big Parade. I wouldn't be surprised if he's in and around it. Lost and Running's...
it ran pretty well.
For sure.
Yeah, barrier, yeah, 15, but he'll come in a bit.
G-Tra was one out of five lane, so there's definitely some...
Excuses.
Excuses there. Loves the 1,300 metre as well. Won this race last year. Trekking probably wants it a bit further as well. I would love to have seen Sandout run it, if it does find a decent jockey, but it might be going to Melbourne at some point. Kementari, good chance in Melbourne, I think. One at odds, maybe an each-way bet, is I Am Superman as well. But, yeah, I'm with Eduardo.
Okay, Eduardo, $4.40. First leg of the quaddie is the Golden Eagle. So this is the $7.5 million race. I'm Thunderstruck, coming from Melbourne, is your fave at $4. Private Eye, which I need, $6.50. Apache Chase is the one that's been backed. Jim Byrne, Desley Foster, open 13s, already $7. Ellsberg, 17 into 9. Maximal. So there's two going around, Maximal and Laws of Indices. I backed Laws of Indices at pretty good price, but it drawed the absolute car park, and it's 11 out to 21, which hurts. Count to Rupees, probably a pretty good chance as well, and even, you know, a tissue there at 21s. Who are you with, Tom?
Yeah, what a race. What a race. I'm Thunderstruck and Private Eye are going to get back. They're both really good horses, and I think Private Eye is just going to improve off that Epsom win, that trial it's had since, as well as being really good. Patchy Chase has done nothing wrong in its prep so far. I'm keen to see how it comes here, but I reckon Ellsberg's a bit of a forgotten about horse. It won first up pretty well. He tends to always go a bit flat and still ran really well second up and will improve from that run. Josh Carr, Gerald Ryan, Sterling Alexio, good combination. I think Ellsberg might be a decent bet here. As you said, you can mention a few of these. I don't know too much about some of the foreign raiders. Vangelic was really impressive here, winning at Rose Hill a couple of starts ago. Counter Rupees, the big worry for me. If I got a few bonus bets by then, I'll be putting one on it, and maybe, yeah, one on Aegon as well. did really well in trial back in New Zealand, went home after a couple of failed attempts at some group ones in Melbourne, but maybe a freshen is what it needs as well. So Aegon's a bit of a one to watch from me, and there's, you can make a case for so many others, but I think my main bet on this race might be Ellsberg.
All right, $9. It fucking opened to juicy 17s as well, didn't it?
Yeah.
All right. Race number 8 is over the 1100, and we got $3.40 for Delexo, Kirsten Buchanan. $3.40. Fox Fighters there at 4.60 on the lead, something I like. Josh Parr, Richard and Michael at 5. So you got Jerl for Godolphin. You got Redoute's Image, which is, you know, a little bit of specking into 13, and Dunbrody Power. But I think I'm a bit of a on the lead fan here, Tommy.
Yeah, I'm with you, Zach. I think he's had a couple of decent starts lately. I think it's primed and ready to go here at Rose Hill. The firmer the deck, the better as well. So nice couple of hot days, I think, go pretty well. And saying that Delexio is one to keep your eye out for as well. Christian Buchanan going so well. They're my term going to watch out for. David Payne, you've got to be wary with Fox Flight, Andrew Atkins. Jill, good win last start. Can't really make a case for anything else. I'm with you. I like on the lead.
Sweet. On the lead it is. $5. I like it. Race number 9, 1,500 metres, benchmark 78, Brookspire. Huey Bowman and Chris Waller coming off a trial is $2.50 in from 3.40. Ma and Pa. That went around, won a couple in a row. I think it's won nearly three in a row now, Ma and Pa. 3.60. Equation. I think it cost a few people in the last a couple of weeks ago where Promise of Success ran over the top. That's at 5.50. We got Golly, I'm Lucky, Tim Clark and Mr. Robinson. That's $9 into 8. Papali, Easy Campese, and He's a Gentleman. I got pushed into the He's a Gentleman, which actually ran a pretty good race in that last the other week too. So I might even have a little specking on that at 34s. But who are you with?
Yeah, not a bad one at all. I think I'm with Brookspire. We've seen it back to the trial since its first two runs. Its win first up was really good. Just a bit disappointing behind Love Tap in the last of Kembla a few weeks ago. And then it's had a trial since. I think when this horse gets nice and fit, and obviously Wallace sent it back to the trials, I think we're going to see the best of this horse. And I think at Rose Hill, we might see it. There's Ma and Pa was scratched from last week. It's strung three together. Equation, we've been waiting to see the best of it. It's got a big weight. Brock's claiming the two. I want to look out for from the trials as well as Easy Campese. A couple of really good trials. Tyler Schiller claiming the three. It might be one to look out for, but I'm with Brookspire.
Brookspire. All right, so it's a $2.50, but yeah, I'm having a little speck in on the roughie there, Jenny Duggan aboard. Last, Zushak is the fave. $6 into 4.80 for Nash and Joe Pride. Good money for April Rain. No jock yet, so not sure what's going on there. 11 into 5. Promotions, Tommy Berry and Godolphin is $5. Then we go out to double figures where we got Cuban Royale, Ventura Ocean Academy, etc. Bit of money for Dynamic Impact, 26 into 14.
Yeah, as was saying before, there's a lot of dual nons here. We're not sure where a lot of them are going. I think April Rain might find a race. I think it's not three races on Melbourne Cup Day. So I think it'll go there, and whatever race it goes to, I'd say that would be a bet because Waller picks pretty well. In saying all that, Promotions and Cuban Royale are the two I'm going to look out for. Promotions. One last start at Warwick Farm. That's right, Nash was aboard. Tommy Berry now. I think it'll be all right. Zushak, again, last start winner. Cuban Royale, I think, goes pretty well here at Rose Hill. I think there's a bit to come out of this race with scratchings and everything. So just watch out. Follow the money. If Cuban Royale, you're still getting double figures for it, it might be worth a bet.
You giving any love? I know we've talked about Cuban Royale, but tens? Do you reckon that's overs?
I think at the moment, yeah, but I don't think you can get that with April Rain coming out.
Yeah, true. Might have to wait. Yeah. All right, we'll pause, do a multi, and then maybe grab something about for Derby Day as well. All right, I'll go first. I've got two at Flemington and one at Rose Hill. I'm going to race number 3 at Flemington in Kapalua Sunset. It went around as a shorty a little 2 weeks ago or whatever and had absolutely no luck at the run. It's $10, but take it for a place at threes. Then we go to Flemington race 7, Extreme Warrior. I like it. Back it to win. It's $4.40. And then I'm going in the Golden Eagle Private Eye just to place. So you're getting $32. What do you reckon, Tom?
Yeah, I've gone 2 from Sydney, 2 from Melbourne as well. So I think in the four pillars, I think Different Strokes is a good bet, but let's put it as a place. And the next race, Think It Over in the Gold Cup to win that extra bit of money. You've got Think It Over going for that extra mil. So it could have run in the Cox Plate last week, but it decided to stay in Sydney for this race. So I really like Think It Over. So let's have it to win. And in Melbourne, I like the first two races, the first two favourites. I think Fangirl strings 3 together.
I just pulled Fangirl out of mine. Okay, yep, you can have.
Yeah, so I'll put it in Fangirl, McDonald and Waller, and let's keep the same combination going. Great House gets in the Melbourne Cup, McDonald, Waller. I think it's a good bet. So all of them, the 3 to win and Different Strokes of the place, you're getting $33.
Oh, well, pretty much bang on. We'll probably mention just a little bit about Melbourne. Already done one with Nick, but like you just said, I'm with Fangirl as well. I've backed it already. In the second that you just talked about, the Hotham, and you've backed a Great House, there's really good money for this King's Charisma. So obviously, Kieran Maher has got Mankayan as well. Do you know anything about this King's Charisma? It's 17, already into 6. It obviously ran in the same race last time. I think Mankayan came second to Durston, where this came fourth, and it must have run a pretty good race, but it's been smashed.
Yeah, I don't know too much about a lot of these horses, but there was some good mail around the Australian bloodstock horses that go to Kieran Maher. I think there were a couple of other ones that we're really ready to go. So you've got to watch that money. And if they do come for it, you've got to be wary as well. I think Jai McNeil's in for a really good day down south.
He's flying,
he's got a lot of good rides. Fun Facts is another one. It's going for a cup as well. And, Bjorn can sneak a race like this. And Rachel King going down there to ride as well. It's one to keep the eye on. And same with Gay. She could easily win this race. She's done it before. And get the jockeys with Knight's Order.
In the Derby, obviously, 2,500-metre big race. Gunstock's there, Forget You, all that. Allegron, my mate's there as well. So I'm with Allegron, but I'm also I like a bit of Jungle Magnate, which is 17s. Just quite a few things sort of like match up for that. So I like Jungle Magnate, but you were telling me that you're on something at 300-1 in this.
Yeah, well, Clyde won at Scone last week. Won the first, getting out to a bit of a distance, and Gary Portelli did like this horse and was targeting the Derby, and he sort of had no other race for it after winning at Scone, so he decided to bring it to Flemington, and they were still offering 300 to win and 85 the place, so just a little $10 each way for me. So I'd love to see Clyde rocking home for a place. Would be
$300.
A great sight. Yeah, that would be very good. In terms of the top end, I think Tutukaka is a good bet at $8.50, McDonald and Tony Pack.
One I can't have enough money on is Extreme Warrior. John McNeil, like we just said before, that's $4.40. I really like it in the Coolmore Stud. So in the Congo is the favourite, but I'm with Extreme Warrior. What are you with?
Well, yeah, they've come for in the Congo now. I looked a fair bit yesterday at Extreme Warrior. The money was sort of going towards it. I think $7 still for Pulele is ridiculous. I'm a big Pulele fan, and I think he can win a race like this, especially if it's a nice even track. Home Affairs at a good price as well is the other one to look out for. But even Gimme Par maybe at a place. The Philly always runs well in these sort of races, but for me, I'm all over Pulele.
And then the Cantala, this is quite a good race. I ended up back in Riadini when I messaged you boys. I think I got 26, and now it's $9. Not sure how it's going to go. Rachel King, Gay Waterhouse, Mr. Brightside's the fave. Arameo was a really good run last start where Alicia Collett was aboard, where Private Eye won. really good run. I think it's $8. I think that's a pretty good bet. Who are you with in this? Obviously, Cascadians going around as well.
Yeah, well, actually, I think out of the two I really want to see go pretty well. I mean, Arameo's put some good runs together, but the two, Mr. Brightside just been doing everything right lately. At a nice low weight, Willow aboard. I think it's going to run a massive race, but Cascadian...
surely not.
Has run some pretty good races without winning, so I don't know. It's the sort of race Cascadian will win at a $12 price as well against some of these superstars. Superstorm, if we see the best from it, it could easily win a race like this. But Icebath ran huge, and they want to back it up, and they want to back it up in a race like this. John McNeil as well. Actually, I think out of all of them, Icebath is a good bet at $10.
I think it, yeah.
Into it.
Yeah, okay. And then the last, obviously, the Furphy Sprint. So September run, which I said earlier to Nick, I said this can... I'm never touching this thing, but it's a favourite at $6 into $5, Luke Nolan and Waller. Minaj, Ballistic Lover, Bless Her, Rannabelle. Another one that I got told today. So Juan Diva, $26. I've had a little play at that. That's Brett Preble and the Freedmans. But I think Nick earlier he was all over Ballistic Lover at $8.
Oh, I'd love to hear that. My boy Nick. I'm with him. Blake McDougall, Joe Pride apparently blew the hands off the clock at a recent trial. Joe Pride, very keen on this horse. I'm with it as well. The only one that worries me is probably Minaj. I think its first up win was pretty good. They've taken their time with it to find another race that they can win. So it's a worry, but I'm all over Ballistic Lover as well.
Sweet. All right. Well, it's a pretty fat day. Obviously all happening. Are you working on track?
Yep, I'll be there 7 a.m. till 7 p.m. I think, and Hooters is shut down across the road, so I found out today, so I won't be there after, but I'll be finding a drink somewhere.
Well, I got let off going to Rose Hill. I'm going to Newport Arms. We're doing a live broadcast there. If anyone listens and lives on the beaches, we're doing a live broadcast there, and there'll be a couple of little freebies, I think, going around. So I think Dave Stanley, Luke Marlowe hosting there, and we'll be... kind of taken over the sports bar, so that should be a good arvo. It's very lucky for me though. When they said, "Is how far is the Newport from you?" I said, "Well, 2 minutes compared to Rose Hill, which is about an hour." So, pretty happy with that. But sweet, good luck on the weekend, mate.
Good on you, mate. Have a good one.
Fingers crossed.